Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show, the tastiest radio show in Tucson. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission.
That's correct.
Always glad to see you. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing excellent. I get to have some tasty bites, which is pretty much my favorite part of my week, short of being able to cuddle my baby. And I get to hang out with you. And you're, and I know you hate it every time I say it, but you're just a big ball of sunshine, and I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I enjoy being here with you as well, okay, thanks, always. It's my highlight of my week sometimes. The other highlight, of course, is my my wife and my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
They're both they're
you can't compete with
cool.
them.
It just it would be hard. Yeah, your kids are awesome, and your wife is awesome as well. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you, brother.
Awesome. So we're here. We have some special guests here in studio with us today. We have Don Zavis and Sean Smiley of ERC Junction. Tell us a little bit about ERC Junction and how you can help Tucson small businesses.
Well, we are specialists in helping businesses that qualify get the employee retention credit. It's money back from the IRS.
Hmm.
Don, do you want to add anything there? Is Don with us?
Well, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Hey,
yes.
Don.
Yeah, you sound great.
Don,
as
how
always,
you doing?
Don.
Good to see you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You know, it'll be a Wesley, particular interest to your show because we find that restaurants are one of the groups that historically generally is always able to qualify in some capacity. And we thank you. We appreciate you, you know, being here. We appreciate the opportunity. And for those that are listening to us in the restaurant community, this is absolutely something that, you know, you're going to want to act upon. It is for a limited time, but, you know, this is one of the few times where you hear the words, "I'm from your government and I'm here to help you." And they're actually true.
Fair enough. Well, thank you very much. Special thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, ERC Junction, and Veteran Rescue Mission. Today, for everyone, we have Elizabeth.
And Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
And Picture Rocks Heating. Wow.
Sorry. Right. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Oh, thank you very much for adding that
sponsor.
In.
Yeah.
that's super exciting.
Yeah.
But we're here with today for everyone. Kind of, you got at me off kilter.
Sorry,
a little
brother.
For that. but. We're here with Elizabeth and Wayne of Bella's Gelato. And they're actually located here in Tucson on Speedway and Tucson Boulevard. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Fantastic.
Outstanding.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. So gelato, are you excited about that one? John?
I'm excited.
Don, I'm sorry you're going to miss out on those bites later on in the second segment, but I'm sure...
You know what? And I'm actually Sicilian, so I probably deserve gelato more than anybody.
My last name is Source. I'm Sicilian as well. We're going to have to go toe-to-toe with that one. No,
we'll have Sean bring you some, but it'll just be kind of like Kool-Aid. So enjoy.
There we go. But yeah, so gelato. What is gelato? I mean, everybody knows it as ice cream, right? But that's not right.
Right. It is actually the first ice cream. Ice cream was based from. It's made with more milk than cream. It's about a fraction of the calories and fat than ice cream. Slower churn. There's not a lot of air in it. So
that's actually a really great point that I wanted to bring up. So one of the things that I don't know if you knew this or not, John, but gelato actually has less air. In fact, ice cream in general actually has to have about 50% air injected into the milk when they're making they're making it milk or cream, right?
You knew I didn't know.
Correct.
That. You knew I didn't.
I don't want to assume. But so when you do that, though, you get this really creamy, rich, kind of a denser flavor. The crystals are smaller, so it's a lot smoother. And that's why I'm so excited about having you guys here today, right? And I'll let you go ahead and talk a little bit more to that.
All right. We carry about 40 flavors. We have a smaller case up front, but we also carry some gluten-free, dairy-free, and some kosher flavors.
Oh, wonderful. All right. So tell us, how did you get... tell us a little bit about how long Bella's Gelato's been here in Tucson, and how did Bella's Gelato get started?
Great question. We had purchased a food truck in 2015 from the previous owner, Ken, and he named it after his dog, Bella. Hmm. And 2 years ago, we opened up a brick and mortar on Speedway in Tucson Boulevard at an iconic location. And
nice. Wonderful.
Haven't looked back.
Wonderful. Nice. So you were an ice cream truck. No, a gelato truck.
Correct. Yes.
Excuse you, yes. Mister. So what other amazing things do you guys have at the store?
We do gelato cakes as well. We have no dairy and gluten-free gelato cakes. We do biscotti in-house, small batch nut roasting.
Nice.
Cookies, shakes.
Are you trying
espresso?
To make my mouth water right
yes.
now? Yeah, you are. I see fantastic. It in your eyes. She's just saying it like she could just, you're waiting for the drip just fall out of my mouth. You probably hear it on radio.
I was so excited when they said, yeah, we'd love to be on the show. And I was like, oh, yes, okay, yes, tomorrow.
So, we're just going to do a show at your house.
Yes.
Just like get some gelato.
That's awesome. And then, Sean, what questions do you have? Don, do you have any questions for...
So I was kind of fascinated by what you said there, Wesley, that ice cream is 50% air. So when I get that nice gallon, I'm paying for air?
Yes.
Wow.
It's
no wonder I like gelato so much better.
Yeah. It's heavier, too. So, and I think we're going to touch on where their gelato comes from, because gelato is actually very difficult to make, believe it or not. I mean, it's a long process. And if you're making it correctly, I'll let you speak to that.
Alrighty. We do order our gelato. It does come from back east. It's an authentic process. There's no artificial colors or flavors. It's not made from a mix. So
even better. That's exciting.
It's amazing.
You know, actually, an interesting question I have, just in Sean being here with the ERC Junction, is like, what is the type of question that you would ask like a Bella Gelato to see if they even qualify for your services?
So, there's four main ways people can qualify, and one is, when did you guys start? So you already answered that, 2015. New businesses that are in business after February 15th of 2020 could qualify. Did you have W-2 employees during 2020 or 2021?
2021.
Okay. So that's a potential that we can look at. And one of the things that we do, John, is we'll do a review. If they don't qualify, then there's no cost. We don't charge anything for that. It's also based on your gross receipts, how sales went year over year. And then supply chain is another potential way people could qualify. So if you had trouble getting a hold of product or and then government mandates is the final one.
Sounds amazing. I'll definitely be checking in with you.
Yeah. And to kind of pivot on that, you know, that change, it seems like that time period was probably, we're talking about when you went from going from a food truck or a gelato truck, to a brick and mortar. What did that process look like?
You know, we were doing most of our construction over COVID. We were lucky enough to, you know, source our construction materials at a cheaper price than they are now. So, you know, we were pretty lucky to just be able to, we wouldn't have a lot of business during that time, fortunately.
But yeah.
Too bad on sourcing our gelato.
Nice.
Fair enough. Don, do you have any anything to add?
Yeah, no, I do. I love the idea of I'm very much for the entrepreneur, and I have great respect for the entrepreneurial drive. And I love that, you know, even during, you know, probably one of the worst economic times in recent memory, that your organization, the gelato business, actually looked to expanding. When a lot of the world was looking to do just the opposite, they were, you know, they were looking for ways to do less or pay less or, you know, try to take the easy route. So, and I really appreciate that. I think that's one of the reasons that we've had such great acceptance with the employee retention credit is the forward-thinking business like hers that said, you know, this is really the perfect opportunity for us to do all the things that maybe we can't do when we're working as quickly as possible. So I absolutely commend you on that. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of gelato as well. So, you know, I am very much bummed that I am not in the studio.
You seem like a gelato guy for sure. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I'll have your sample for you, Don.
Well, you'll just have to stop by. They're Speedway in Tucson Boulevard. I mean, that's pretty central. And it's actually only about 10 minutes from the Arizona Sands Club. And I think you're there every other week or so, at least.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. The second and fourth Wednesday of the month. And yeah, Gilletto, I'm a big fan of. So don't be surprised if you see it smeared all over my shirt and tie. Yeah.
Perfect.
We'd love to have you.
So tell us a about your signature flavor. I mean, did you have a signature flavor or bite that everybody goes for automatically every time?
Oh my goodness. The two best sellers would be the triple dark chocolate. That one's just amazing.
Okay.
Our salted caramel. And the most recent, one of our sorbets is the mango. And it is incredible.
Please tell me about the mango.
It actually tastes just like mango.
Okay.
You just froze a mango and just eating
it. Oh, that sounds so delicious. Arizona Sands Club regularly as well. I was at the second and fourth business networking meeting hosted by Don Zavis and John Wechter. We also host one the first Wednesday of the month. Definitely thank you for the inspiration for that, Don. Mm. So I'll be stopping in and checking out your place. Other than them checking it out, going to Speedway in Tucson, how else can they get a hold of you and contact you?
Oh, absolutely. Feel free to check out our website, Elizabeth, or bellisgelato.com. Email us, give me a call. We do a lot of private events with the food truck, and we'd be happy to come to you for your party and to help you celebrate.
Bring me the gelato. That sounds like an amazing
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that sounds like a very good service.
You guys ever drive through the neighborhood with the music playing?
That one we haven't tried.
Great memories from
whatever. Old school, like a modern day ice cream truck, the gelato truck. It would have its own music. It'd be like real tranquil and be like water running.
I actually had we had that when I was growing up, and it was great. My mom would say, "Oh, listen to the nice man playing music for us," and it'd just ignore the ice cream truck.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's a good trick. Okay, well. We will be back with all that and more. That is Bella Gelato here speaking with us about the amazing work that they do, as well as Mr. Sean Smiley with ERC Junction. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the Wesley Source, your host of the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be right back with Elizabeth of Bella's Gelato. Here's some more from our amazing sponsors. Special thanks to ERC Junction,
Vera Earl Premium Beef.com,
Kiki Rogers and Country Financial, and our brand new sponsor, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heat, and Plumbing.
Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, with Pastor John McClain and Elizabeth of Bellows Gelato here today. We also have Sean Smiley from and Don Zavis from ERC Junction. That was a great break. Super excited. We've got the entire layout here for John's Tasty Bites, my favorite part of the show. I don't think you're hesitant at all during this part today. Tell us, Elizabeth, what do you have? Oh, we also have Wayne. I apologize, Wayne.
He's just hanging out.
Outstanding. So tell us a little bit about what you brought in for us. And I can see that we've got that triple chocolate chunk. Did I say that right?
Correct.
Okay. See, that one resonates because that's my favorite flavor.
Hang on. That's my favorite flavor.
You both look like triple chocolate chunk type of guys, for sure.
Did you call me chunky?
No. I'm talking about your ice cream preference.
But that's why they have so many spoons for us. Yeah. So Absolutely. We can share. But John, what would you like to try first?
What are our options? Let's go through what we have here.
Absolutely. We have a toasted coconut almond fudge, the triple dark chocolate. We have chocolate cookie dough, mint chip, cappuccino with chocolate covered espresso beans, white chocolate strawberry cheesecake, my favorite, the peanut butter cup. We have a gianduja, which is a chocolate hazelnut, if you like Nutella. It's amazing. And, of course, everyone likes... Dutch fudge cookies and cream. It's actually better than cookies and cream. And my husband, his favorite is, what is yours, Wayne?
Triple dark.
Triple dark chocolate. And he doesn't even know what the other flavors taste like because that's the only one he ever gets.
Oh, that's fair. All right.
Let me know what you'd like to start with. We also brought some cinnamon pecans and spiced rum pecans. We make them in small batch in-house.
I'm digging into the spiced rum pecans right now.
Absolutely.
And... I think I may have EpiPen with me. I'm kidding. What would you like to try?
I think she had me at Dutch fudge cookies and cream, better than actual cookies and cream. Like that, I think.
How about peanut butter? That sounds awesome. Oh, and Wesley's passing the chocolate.
Okay.
Thank
here,
you.
Here we go. Here we go. Going in for the taste, people. Going in. John's Tasty Bites. What do we got?
That was an incredible mouth noise. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
Wow, that chocolate's fantastic. Yeah,
thank you.
And this is good. It's like cookies and cream with a little bit of like a whipped cream twist.
A little more rich flavor,
yeah,
in the cookie.
For sure.
Part
like
too.
There's a little bit of extra oomph in there.
So if you've ever had an affogato, it's the best of both worlds. Affogato means drowned in Italian, so it's your choice of gelato drowned in espresso, and we've Americanized it with some chocolate sauce, whipped cream, and our house-made biscotti on the side. Traditionally in Italy, they just do vanilla and espresso. That's it. But like I said, it is the best of both worlds. Some people like to get our nuts and top their gelato with them as well. So it's incredible.
Well, you guys just go ahead without me.
Okay. Don, I really wish that you were here in studio to try some
of
this.
You know what? I feel like the aardvark in the room. Having had it before, I really do know what a treat you guys are having. And there's no question it will be in my future. So rest assured that's going to happen.
You know, when it gets quiet, everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I was hoping that Don would kick in a little bit more and we could enjoy some more bites.
Well, you know me, never being shy. But, you know, it's interesting because in our world, the employee retention credit world, in restaurants and food service in general, was hit far more difficult, you know, far harder than a lot of other businesses. Because a restaurant, even though it was doing carry out or doing deliveries, they had to have pretty much everything on the menu in the quantities that they had post-pandemic, because they really didn't know what the people wanted to order. They didn't have the luxury of having, you know, 10 less steaks, or in your case in the gelato, you know, make, you know, a portion of what we made originally, because they didn't have any idea. So they were kind of uniquely challenged, more so than other businesses during the pandemic. And again, that's why that employee retention credit dollars have been really lifeblood, and as well as life saving for the food service, food truck,
absolutely,
restaurant business, you know, anyone that, and again, as I said, you know, they don't have the luxury of only buying like three of something. You know, they might have to have 50 of something on hand, because again, they had no idea what the clients were going to order. So, you know, many of our restaurants, and that's probably the single individual industry group, not only in our practice at ERC Junction, but throughout, you know, the totality of the practitioners, of facilitators that assist in getting these dollars. So,
absolutely,
you know, again, we have a wonderful warm space in our heart for food service, because again, they were really uniquely challenged, more so than virtually any other industry. So you're, you know, commended, you know, for your stick-to-itiveness, you know, in your industry.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Thank you, Don. Hey, no. I'm also about to bite into this cookie. Tell us a little bit about this cookie.
Oh my gosh.
Because this cookie just it's incredible. Soft. It looks crumbly but delicious.
Chunks
the chocolate isn't just regular chocolate.
No. It is a nice dark chocolate, but it's not a bitter chocolate. We're also starting to work on making some ice cream, or want to say gelato sandwiches, with these house-made cookies.
Thank you, sir.
It's just one more thing we can play with, and hopefully people will enjoy it. We've also make a wildcat brownie. Since school's back in session here at the UA, we got to support our kids and
absolutely,
our team. So those are a lot of fun for parties, something to grab on the way out.
Good old wildcat brownie. Everybody loves a brownie. You know, something comes to mind as I'm eating this delicious gelatos and enjoying this delicious cookie now is like, what made you get into this in the first place?
You know, I wanted to start a food truck, a healthy food truck, for many years. And we actually went down and talked to SCORE and retired executives that mentor you for free. We'd run a business for just over 30 years. And we went out and did our homework like we were supposed to, and found this truck, and it was just an aha moment. It was it was crazy. The gentleman who we bought the truck from was a perfectionist. He'd had it for about a year, and it was the right amount of money we were planning on spending, and so it just manifested.
And you just never looked back. I mean, that was 8 years ago, right?
Right. We've learned a lot along the way. There's some really interesting things that go along with being in the food truck industry.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So this, the sound that you keep hearing, this crinkling sound, this is the wrappers on the biscottis and the cookie, and it's perfect. It's the crinkle that I hear, and I come running because I know that there's food wrapped in it.
You and 5 year olds.
Right. Yes.
That's a fact.
That's fair. You can tell that John has a 5 year
old. Yeah, I do. For sure. Yeah, he's a rapper. He's like, hey, what's that?
Right.
Yeah.
But and if you're live on Instagram or if you look at the recording afterwards, they're just absolutely incredible. You have to go and see them. Again, they're at Speedway and Tucson Boulevard. And, just stop by. I mean, everything's right there and ready to go pretty much, right?
Yeah. And if you're lucky, you come in at the right time. We're making our house-made waffle cones as well. We have a cookies and cream waffle cone.
I can smell them.
We have an espresso waffle cone, regular ones. So we're playing around. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some pumpkin and gingerbread biscotti when the season comes, and
we're
working on sugar-free and no sugar added.
Do you know what happened this last week? Since it's Sunday, we're recording. It's for Sunday, so one of the coolest things that happens this time of year is pumpkin spice at one of my ultimately not favorite places to get coffee. And they just rolled it out. So it's time to go hit that pumpkin spice.
It
gets earlier and earlier every year. But since my birthday is in October, that's actually the spice of my month.
Okay.
Did you know that there's different spices that go with your birth month?
Yeah. I didn't.
Pumpkin spice is
October. You knew I didn't know that. So why do you play this game with me?
Again, I don't want to assume that you don't know.
Well,
you're a very, very intelligent man.
I give you permission to, when it comes to the culinary stuff, you can treat me like an 8 year old because I really don't know anything. And that's why you have me, is to educate me. So feel comfortable to be like, John, I know you don't know. Let me fill you in. And if I do know, I'll act like I don't.
Awesome. Yes. Hey, and you saw that video that I did up for Vera Earl Ranch premium beef. Mm-hmm. And you can actually get those steaks at premiumbeef.com. I have trouble with that. I don't know why.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're getting smoother every single time.
Thank you. I put that up on YouTube so you can see how we cooked that up. And I'm sorry that there was just one, because I would have just had you over. We would have sat down at my table and we would have enjoyed that.
I got the ground beef from them when they came on the show. And that was really good. It tasted like what you would imagine premium beef tastes like. It wasn't like...
And it was ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Just and my wife made hamburgers out of them.
Oh.
And they were just some really delectable, melt-in-your-mouth type hamburgers. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I see. Yeah. I'm jealous of the ground. I was super... I was like...
I work hard to make you jealous, so I'm glad I was able to do that.
He's going to go straight for the steak, and I'm going to get this ground beef. And then you went straight for the ground beef.
I needed it. Yep. Old school.
It was it was good.
Salt of the earth here. Yeah. Yep.
Fair enough.
So I'm curious, how do you do gelato that's dairy-free?
Oh, good question. It is made with coconut milk.
Oh, okay. Does it taste like coconut?
No, actually. We have about 5 flavors on hand that are gelato. We also have a couple sorbettos with no dairy. Some do have a little bit, maybe less than 5%, but it's amazing. People are so happy that we have at least more than one flavor.
I definitely will be there to try that out.
Yeah.
Because I
must say before we go, I know Wesley's about to close, but Mr. Smiley... You have the voice for radio so much. I could hear you. I could listen to you read the dictionary and be entertained. Just let you know.
Yes.
Thank you very much, John.
How was that peanut butter?
Oh, unbelievable. Well, it's hard for me to pick between that and the triple dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, both so good.
These are the small servings, and anytime you come in, you can do More than one flavor in any size.
Well, I want to get, next time I'm in, I got to get the triple dark with the caramel, the salted caramel.
Beautiful.
That would be awesome.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you,
John, for being here in the studio with me today. And thank you so much for joining us for the Tucson Tasty Show. Thank you to our special guests and our sponsors, ERC Junction, Kiki Rogers, .com, and Kiki Rogers of Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, and of course, Veteran Rescue Mission, and Pitcher Rocks Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm your host, Wesley Source.
We'll catch you next time.